Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. For joining us tonight. Praise God. Amen. On the Prayer News Network. Amen. We greet you tonight. Praise God in the precious name of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. It's Saturday night. Somebody said amen. It is just getting right. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we praise the Lord tonight for you. Amen. And you for joining us tonight on the Prayer News Network. Praise God. Amen. We hope your evening, your day, your morning, amen, has been a good day. Glory to God, amen, where you got some things done and just really just rested, amen, and just enjoyed the bright sunshine, amen, the autumn weather, the fall weather, praise God, amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, amen, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, praise God, amen, amen, and we thank the Lord, amen, for you, praise God, amen. Ask you to, amen, as we always say, text a friend. Amen. Call a neighbor. Praise God. Amen. To let them know that the Prayer News Network, amen, is on. Praise God. Live. Amen. Tonight, praise God. Amen. And tonight, praise God. Amen. Is our testimony. Tonight, praise God. Amen. So we ask you. Praise God. Amen. Let's tell the goodness of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So many times the Lord, amen, has brought us out, made ways for us, praise God, provide for us, glory to God, amen, couldn't see our way, praise God, healed our bodies, amen, glory to God, and we'll yet, praise God, sometimes sit on, praise God, our testimonies, amen, and not tell all the goodness of the Lord, amen, but tonight, praise God, amen, is designated, amen, for you, you, and yes, you. Praise God, amen, to give your testimony tonight. Glory to God, amen, where you got to shout it out, sing it out. Glory to God, testify it out. Glory to God. We want to hear what the Lord has done for you. Praise God, amen. I know the song, amen, that says, see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. You count your many blessings and see what the Lord has done for you and, yes, done for me. Glory to God. So we stand tonight, praise God. Amen. It's being your host tonight, praise God, co-host tonight, praise God, amen, alone, amen, with our host, praise God, amen, the visionary, amen, glory to God, of the Prayer News Network tonight, praise God. We praise the Lord, amen, for our own evangelist, Annette Bradley. Glory to God, amen, glory to God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Just clap your hands for it tonight, praise God. Amen, tonight, praise God, because if it had not been for her, praise God, amen, obeying the voice of God, amen, it would not be no Prayer News Network. Amen. So we thank God for allowing us all this time. Help. tonight, praise God. Amen, glory to God, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where will we be today, praise God, amen. Another day, journey, amen, and I'm so glad. Hallelujah, amen, because he's so good, he's so kind, he is so merciful, amen, to us all, amen. And we owe him a praise tonight, amen, glory to God, amen, amen. The song said, joy bells keep ringing in our soul, amen. So we praise the Lord tonight, amen. Come on, amen. For the Bible said, amen, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah, glory to God. He knows our ins as well as our outs, our ups, our downs. He knows all about us tonight. Glory to God, amen. So while we are gathered here tonight on the Prayer News Network, we might as well make the best of it, amen. Just go ahead and give God some praise tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And let him know how much we love him, how much we appreciate him tonight. Amen. Again, to all of our listeners tonight, amen. Won't you know we appreciate you. Amen. Glory to God for tuning in with us. Praise God tonight. Amen. We ask you, get your songs ready. Amen. Let's just fire it up tonight. Amen. How the young people say, let's just fire it up tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To get us ready. Amen. Amen. Our service on tomorrow. Amen. To worship. Amen. They didn't want to have to take so long for the praise leaders. Amen. To drum up song. Won't take so long for the pastor to have to preach. Amen. And we already be ready. Amen. Amen. We already be ready. Glory to God. Amen. We shouldn't have to, praise God. Amen. Wait for them to drum us up. Amen. But we ought to, amen. Every time we enter the house of God, amen, we ought to be already ready. Glory to God, amen. The song said, when you see me coming, I got him on my mind. Hallelujah, amen. That's why I shout. That's why I praise him. Amen, I got him on my mind. Hallelujah, amen. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I praise him for saving me. Glory to God. Amen. So get ready. Get ready. Get ready tonight. Amen. Prayer News Network. Amen. Hallelujah. Listeners all over. Glory to God. Amen. As far as our voice can be heard. Amen. We praise the Lord for you tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We're just going to get ready. Glory to God. Amen. To ask. Amen. Hallelujah. Missionary. And praise God. Amen. Amen. We'll come tonight. Praise God. Amen. With a prayer tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And Mother Mary is on. We're going to ask her. Praise God. Amen. We do. Amen. God bless you. Missionary. Amen.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The song says, be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. He coming again so soon. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. He coming again so soon. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. He's coming again so soon. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. He's coming again so soon. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. He coming again so soon. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. He's coming again so soon. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. Be ready when he comes. He's coming again so soon. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, giving your name the praise, giving your name the glory and the honor, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, to thank you right now, Lord God, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love, Lord God, towards us, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to touch each and every one of us tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to create in us, Lord God, a clean heart, Lord God, and renew. Renew, Lord God. Renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, because we know without a shadow of a doubt that we can't come before you in any kind of way. So we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for any and everything that we may have done. We come tonight, Lord God, repenting, Lord God, before you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word that we must repent daily, Lord God. So we come tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to move by your spirit and by your mighty power, Lord God, over the line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, by your spirit and by your power on each and every one of us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you to move, Lord God, in a mighty way on tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to let your goodness be told, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way on this mind tonight, Lord God. We ask you to, Lord God, move for each and every one, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to touch, Lord God, the bereaved families everywhere, Lord God, all over the world, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to comfort them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Wipe the tears, Lord God, away. In the name of Jesus, lift up the heavy, hung down head tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Only you can do it, Lord God. Only you can do it, Lord God. There's no words, Lord God, can be said, Lord God, sometime in times like this, but we asking you this day, Lord God, to be the lifter of their heads tonight in the name of Jesus. We ask you to save, Lord God, to live and set free. We ask you to move right now, Lord God, on that young man, that young girl, that young boy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord God, to have mercy upon them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, until you bring them in, Lord God, until you save them, Lord God. We ask you to have mercy, Lord God. We ask you to be a fence around them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, where the enemy can't come in and do them no harm, Lord God, because we realize we know, Lord God, that you got, Lord God, one partner, Lord God, that haven't even come in yet, Lord God. But we asking you right now, Lord God, to let your blood cover our young men, women, boys, and girls, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We asking you, Lord God, to save them, because we realize and know that they are the Joshua generation, Lord God. They will have to take the torch, Lord God, but the enemy is about to destroy each and every one of them, Lord God. But we ask you this night to have mercy upon our young people, Lord God, our open world, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, every country, Lord God, for and near, Lord God. We ask you to move tonight by your spirit and by your mighty powers, Lord God, upon that one, Lord God, that's looking for love in all the wrong places, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Just move mightily, Lord God. Lord God, whatever the family that's on this line, Lord God, needs, Lord God, we ask you to supply their every need, Lord God, whether it's a financial blessing, Lord God, spiritual blessing, or somebody, Lord God, just may hear something tonight, Lord God, that want to give their life to you. We asking you, Lord God, to be in complete control tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way once again, Lord God. Move on Milton Bradley right now in the name of Jesus. Touch her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Supply her every need, Lord God, according, Lord God, according to your riches and glory, Lord God. Move on Minister Bones tonight, Lord God. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to strengthen her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless her right now in the precious name of Jesus. And we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God, which you are so deserving, Lord God. And we just say thank you once again tonight because you're so good to us and you're so kind, and we do appreciate it, Lord God. We appreciate it so much, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you so much, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes, amen. Thank you. Amen, missionary fan, amen. Prayer, praise God, amen. As we say, we know you got to feel better now, praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Nothing like prayer, amen. Glory to God, amen. Prayer pick you up, praise God, when you're feeling down and out. Glory to God. Prayer works wonders, amen. Glory to God. And we thank God tonight for missionary fan tonight, praise God, amen. It's Mother Mary Hollins on tonight, amen, to do our scripture.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you tonight. Amen.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
yes,
to Evangelist Bradley, to Evangelist Baum, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture read tonight will be coming from Psalms 19. And a little insight. The theme of Psalms 19 is the glory of God displayed through the world he created. Chapter 19, 1 through 6, and the word he spoke, chapter 19, 7 through 14, are through what we call natural and special revelation. Psalms 19, God's creation and word show his glory. The heaven declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day earth speak, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language, for their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their word to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the soul, which is as a bridegroom, coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thy me from secret sins. Act thy servant so from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me, then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, I have read to you the entire Psalms 19. May God have a blessing to the readers, the shields, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen, Sister Mary. Thank you so much. Amen. One of my favorite scriptures. Praise God. Let the words of our mouth, amen, and the meditation of our hearts, amen, glory to God. Amen. Again, I want to say we thank you. Amen. Glory to God. All of you, praise God, amen, that have joined us tonight on the PNN Prayer News Network. Praise God, amen. Yes, yes, this is Saturday night. Glory to God, amen. The young folks say jam night. Amen. But this is praise, amen, night. Glory to God, amen. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah, amen. To get our praise on, praise God. Other people's praise, God, amen. It's about ready to turn it up, praise God, turn up the music, turn up the volume, amen, but we are here, praise God, to turn up for Jesus, praise God, hallelujah, we're going to turn our praise up tonight, glory to God, amen. We used to sing a song, and you never hear it much anymore, amen. The song said, amen, God's not dead, he's yet alive, God not dead. He's yet alive. I can feel him in my hands, feel him in my feet, feel him all over me. Amen. Some mother break out with that song. Glory to God. Amen. And before you know it, amen, everybody's skipping, hopping. Praise God. Amen. The church, amen, is on fire. Amen. To let us know. Praise God. Amen. The mother let us know. Amen. Her God is not dead. Amen. And that's what we come tonight to say. God is not dead. He's yet alive. Amen. We can feel him in our hands, feel him in our feet, feel him all over me. Praise God. Amen. Did she come out? If I couldn't say a word, I'd just wave my hand. Amen. In other words, I'm giving you a signal. Amen. I may not can shout like I used to. I may not can skip like I used to, amen, but I'm waving my hand, and that signify, amen, God is not dead, amen. So tonight, amen, is testimony night. Glory to God, amen. Give your testimony in a song, in a praise, amen, words of encouragement, amen, to tell the goodness of the Lord, amen. Let's not hold back, amen, on our testimonies, because when God, amen, healed us, amen, delivered us, amen, made way for us, he didn't stand back, amen, and just watch, amen, but he came in just in time, amen. So we come tonight, praise God, let's give God some praise, amen, because you never know, amen, amen, who needs to hear your testimony. They may be going through the same thing you going through, but you got a word, amen, to encourage them, amen. So tonight, amen, glory to God, amen, if your God is dead, try mine. He is yet alive, amen. But I do believe, praise God, you got a testimony and a praise for the Lord tonight. So the line is open, praise God, amen, to just come on in, praise God, amen, and give, amen, your testimony. Tell the goodness of the Lord, praise God. Who will be first tonight? God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. I can tell it all. Amen. But I'm trying to be nice tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, I love to hear missionary fan sing that song. Amen. Who will be the first
praise
to give?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. The song been on my mind all day long, and I'm just going to sing a little bit of it because I really don't know it all.
Amen. All right.
I come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. Can't turn around. I come this far by faith. We have come this far by faith.
Meaning?
Leaning on the Lord.
Trusting.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Trusting in his holy word. My Lord, thank you. He never failed me yet. And that's why I can sing, oh, 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 won't turn around. We come before by faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Been in my spirit all day long, and I just give honor to Jesus Christ tonight. Hallelujah. I give honor to my pastor, Minister H.L. Freisman. I just thank you, praise God, for being on the line tonight. I thank you, praise God, for I come this far by faith.
Yes.
Leaning on the Lord, hallelujah. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy our way. But I come this far by faith. And he had never failed me yet. I heard the song said he never lost a battle, and he never will. He never lost a battle, and he never will. And I just thank and praise God tonight for victory in the name of Jesus. I thank and praise God for him being so good to me. I thank and praise God on the other night. I was asked to sanctify the line, hallelujah. And as I began to sanctify the line, I started praying for my nephew that was in the hospital. His mother found him unresponsive. And I began to pray for him, and I began to ask God to have mercy on him. I began to ask God to bring him back because it took so long for them to bring him back. And I just think and praise God how I just began to ask the Lord to have mercy and give him another chance that he may know him, pardon of his sins. And I think and praise God, hallelujah. Right after then, we getting ready to they open up the prayer line, and Sister Catherine asked for prayer for him. And I just thank and praise God for how the Lord moved on my nephew, hallelujah. I got a chance after they outlived him to another hospital in Savannah, Georgia. I got a chance to talk to him, and he was on the weak side, but I got a chance to talk to him, and I got a chance to tell him that just as soon, I talked to him a little bit then, but it's a time and season for everything, but I just let him know that we had prayed for him on the prayer line and how God was going to raise him up, and he was real weak at the time, and I told him, I said, when you get home, Auntie coming to talk to you. But I thank and praise God tonight, hallelujah. He's home out of ICU. He got the hospital. And I talked to him yesterday, and he's signed better and better. And I just thank and praise God for how God is opening up a way, hallelujah, to witness to him because he got a soul to be saved. I remember the word was saying when the disciples were out and they was praying for this man, and the demon wouldn't come out. And the Lord began to tell him that this only comes through fasting and praying. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I want you to concentrate me and make me a vessel to go and witness to him. I don't want my going to be in vain. I want to go, and I want my words to be seasoned. I want to show him love and kindness, but I also want to let him know that the time is now, because he's very young, and he's a bad diabetic, and you know this is second or third time he's been on a diabetic coma. But I just thank and praise God for how he brought him out, and I thank and praise God for how he's beginning to heal my body and begin to show me things that's going on. Hallelujah! From spirits from on high. And I just thank and praise God for how he's healing my body and how he's beginning the sweating is going down. I thank God tonight for being a healer. I thank him for being a doctor that never, ever lost a case. I thank and praise him for, I'm asking him to increase my faith daily. If there's any unbelief in me, Lord, I want you to fix it. I want you to fix it because you all I got. And I know I can depend on him. The mother I was church saying, I can depend on Jesus, and he can depend on me. I want to be able to sing that song, but I want to sing it with all truth in it. But I thank and praise God tonight, hallelujah, for just being so good to me. I thank and praise him for how he allowed me to help my husband this week. My husband come down with, I don't know whether it wasn't COVID, because My daughter gave him a COVID test, but I'm thinking it's the flu. But I'm thinking, praise God, for how I'm nursing him back to health. And I thank and praise God for how God is keeping me in the midst of all that. And he's keeping me. I haven't had a sign of any of whatever he got. And I thank and praise God for it. I thank and praise God once again for being a healer and for being a doctor and for being a doctor that never, ever lost a battle. He's never lost a battle, and he never will. But I just give honor to Jesus Christ tonight. I didn't mean to talk so long, but I thank and praise God because he's worthy. He's worthy of every praise. He is worthy of every hallelujah. He is worthy, worthy, worthy. And I thank him tonight. I glorify him tonight. I lift him up. I lift him up and I just thank him because he is an awesome God. And I know him to be a lawyer in the courtroom. I know him to be a shelter in the time of storm. I know him to be a battle in the time of an accident in the time of a battle. I know him to be my everything. I just know him to be whatever I need him to be in whatever situation, I know him to be that. And I thank him for it. I praise him for it. I got a long ways to go, but I thank God I can look back and I can truly, truly, truly say I'm nowhere where I used to be. I thank him for it. I glorify him. I lift him up this night. And I just ask each and every one of you that know the words of prayer to please continue to pray for me as I continue to pray for each and every one of you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. My Lord. Amen. Thank you, Missionary Fanny. Amen. One thing she let us know. Amen. The word stuck out. I know. Amen. I know. Amen. She know what the Lord can do. She know him as a healer. She know him as a lawyer. She know him as a doctor. Amen.
I
know. Amen. She tried it for herself. Glory to God. Amen. The report is out. Amen. She know. She know the man. Tonight, praise God. Amen. And you can too. Praise God. Amen. So we thank the Lord. See what the Lord has done. Praise God. Amen. Brought the nephew back. Praise God. Amen. To help the healing. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord did it. Who did it? God did it. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God for the nephew. Praise God. Amen. Our prayers continue to be with them. Praise God that he be a living witness. Amen. For the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And for your entire family, amen. Our prayers, amen, are with you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Know the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll make
amen.
A way. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
This is Gwen. And
bless you, Gwen.
Bless you, too. I want to thank the Lord for being here. Thank the Lord for life, health, and strength.
Yeah.
I would like to let y'all know next month I will be home from prison and still crack cocaine free. And I would also like to thank the Lord for my spiritual mentor, my sister, Evangelist Bradley.
The Lord
knew I was going to need somebody close to me to assist me through everything I'm going through. And he gave me just what I need with her in my life as my sister and her being as spiritual as she is to help me through the bumpy roads along with him. And I want to thank the Lord for PNN because it's very, very helpful just to listen and to hear the testimonies and to hear the word on a nightly basis. It's needed. It's much needed. And I would like to thank the Lord for all of y'all and keep me in your prayers, put my strength in the Lord as I do for y'all. Thank you. Have a blessed night.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Gwen. Glory to God. Thank you for sharing your testimony with us. Amen. It's going to help us all. Amen. To let us know, praise God, we all need somebody. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The song said, amen, we sing, we're going to need somebody to go our bond. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So thank God. Amen. For sisters, praise God, brothers, amen, friends, amen, glory to God. But thank God for Jesus, amen, who will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When the time get tough and the going get tough, praise God. Amen. We can always, praise God, look to the gift for which cometh thy help. Amen. And also, praise God, amen, we got a friend. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We got a friend. Glory to God, amen, that sticks closer to us than a brother. Amen. But thank God, amen, for our brothers. Somebody we can call up on our sister, amen, to share with them and to pray for us. Amen. Glory to God, because everybody's not on, amen, our bandwagon, praise God, amen. Amen. Glory to God, amen. Everybody praise God, not going to pull for you. Amen. Let me get in trouble. Amen. Amen. So many times when I was out there in the world, amen, we had a lot of friends. Praise God. But when I got in trouble, amen, glory to God. Amen. When I looked around, my mom always told us, amen, amen, you'll see who your true friends are. Amen. Glory to God. When you get in trouble, amen, I had none. Amen. But I found out mother never did leave me. She prayed for me. Amen. Sister prayed for me. Amen. So thank God. Amen. Somebody praying for us. Somebody praying for us. Amen. Be encouraged. Amen. Sister Gwen, our prayers are with you. Thank you for sharing your testimony with us. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone else? Hallelujah to God. Amen. Hallelujah. When there's a praise in the temple. Amen. Hallelujah. When there is a praise in the temple.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
hello.
Yes, ma'am.
The mayor, I just like to thank the Lord for his grace and mercy. I thank him for allowing me to see another day.
Yes.
I thank him for his healing power. And I thank him for Evangelist Bradley.
Yes.
Thank him for each and every one that come on the line to bring us a word each night. I thank him for the prayer wars and the advisors and, you know, everyone that ever helped us. This line has been on. And our family, we've been going through a little something lately. We've been having sickness back to back, seemed like. I had an uncle. He that rushed into the hospital and had to end up stifling him to another hospital, and he they had to put some stents in him. Then they had to turn around and he had to have open heart surgery.
Jesus.
Then I had another cousin. He got sick. They had to stop a lot of him down there right next door to the hospital where he was. Then one got sick. The cousin got sick on his job. They had to take him to the hospital. And then I had his sister. She had something that erupted, and they had to do surgery on her. I had a nephew. He had a hernia or something that erupted. They had to do emergency surgery on him. And then I had another one, cousin. She ended up in a car wreck. Mm. He was real sore and in pain, but the Lord brought him through all of it. And one of my cousin, he got the health surgery coming up this week. And we just got faith that he brought him through one time. He gonna bring him through again.
Man.
And we just ask your prayers for our family. And I would like to share a little reading. And the title of it is Mirror Test. Who's in the mirror? The psychologist conducting a self-recognition test asks Turi. At 18 months or younger, Turi don't usually associate themselves with the image in the mirror. But as kids grow, they can understand they're looking at themselves. Self-recognition is an important mark of healthy growth and maturation. It's also important to the growth of believers in Jesus. James outlines a mirror recognition test. The mirror is the word of truth from God, James 1 and 18. When we read the scriptures, what do we see? Do we recognize ourselves when they describe love and humility? Do we see our own actions when we read what God commands us to do? When we look into our hearts and test our actions, Scripture can help us recognize if our actions are in line with what God desires for us or if we need to seek repentance and make a change. James cautioned us not to just read Scripture and turn away and so deceive ourselves, but get what we have taken in. The Bible provides us with the map to live wisely according to God's plan. As we read it, meditate on it, and digest it, we can ask him to give us the eyes to see into our heart and the strength to make necessary change. Blessings to each and everyone.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen tonight. Amen, Sister Mary. Praise God. Amen. Sharing the testimony with us tonight, praise God, to let us know what God can do. Amen. And what he still doing, amen, glory to God, amen, to let us know, amen, we are in trying times, amen. If it ain't one thing, is something else. Amen. Look like when you get over one thing, something else comes. But thanks be to God, amen, who given us the victory. Amen. To know, praise God. Amen. The song said that it won't always be like this. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To know that change, amen, is coming. We just hold on and hold out. Amen. Our change, amen, is coming. Amen. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you tonight, amen, Sister Mary, for the testimony. Amen. And also, amen, the encouragement of the reading. Praise God tonight. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord.
This is Sister Betty. I'm coming on tonight to give my testimony. I give honor to Christ, which is my life, and I give honor to each and every person in their place.
Yes.
And I was praying, and the Lord brought back in my spirit what he had told me when I first got saved. My testimony is to tell how he brought me out. Because for years the Lord had been pulling in my spirit, but I didn't really know what it was because I wasn't around saved people. And so every Sunday morning I would listen to the gospel music coming out of Orlando, Florida, and I would just cry and I didn't understand why. And so years passed, and so I went to Holiness Church, and I saw the lady and she was crying, and I said, that's why I be crying. The Spirit of God fell on me so, but the Lord told me, say, you have to tell your testimony about how I drew you. For years, I had been having accidents after accidents, and the Lord would bring me through them. So the last time I had an accident, and I broke all my ribs on my left side, and other things happened to me, and the Lord brought it back to me. I saved you again. And so I cried and I asked God to forgive me. But before that happened, I would go from relationship to relationship looking for happiness. And I couldn't find happiness nowhere. But God has shown me in these 40 years that I've been saved that he can make me happy. And my testimony is that sometimes young women and some young men are out there searching for love and happiness, but God has a way of giving you happiness that you never would experience out there in the world. And so that's my testimony tonight. Because God is good, he's healed my body over and over. And when I had COVID, he delivered me from it. When I had to have cancer in my heart, he delivered. When I had pneumonia twice, he delivered. So I'm asking the praises of saints, the prayers of the saints to pray for me that I would do his will and forever be his child. You all blessed. Be blessed.
Amen, amen. What a testimony. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You got a right to give God some praise. Amen.
Amen, amen. Jesus.
And I hear the song say, run and don't look back. Glory to
amen,
God.
Amen, Lord.
Hallelujah. He's a healer, he's a deliverer. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just to know, praise God, amen, that the anointing was upon us so much. Amen. Glory to God. Put me in mind of myself. Amen. Shed tears. Amen. They used to call me crybaby, me not knowing, mm-hmm. praise God, amen, what it was all about. But until I surrendered to the Lord, amen, like tears, amen, they just eventually just went away. Praising God, amen. But we are God. Amen. Enjoy your testimony, praise God, tonight. Amen. Tell it wherever you go. Hallelujah. Amen. To the young, to the old. Hallelujah. Young. Amen. Whomever. Tell your testimony, mother. Praise God. Amen. Much
amen.
Needed. Much needed. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you for sharing with us. Amen. Anyone else have a testimony tonight for the Lord? Amen. Tell of his goodness. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise
him.
My name is Shelly Richardson.
God bless you, Sister Shelly.
And what I'm asking God to continue to bless me.
Mm-hmm.
For about a year, I was falling and didn't know why I was falling. The doctor was giving me all kind of medicine. I had been almost over to the floor, my head. And a woman came out here to see me, and she sent me to another doctor. Arthur Ryan had 8 holes in my vertebrae. And I ended up having back surgery on the 20th of December. I had to learn how to walk all over again. I was in the hospital for Christmas. I was in the nursing home for New Year's. But the nursing home was not my home. So I asked my daughter to come get me. But first of all, my oldest daughter, she lived in Gulfport, Mississippi. And the doctor had gave her 2 days to live. That was 10 years ago.
Jesus.
And I was down at the hospital. I kept crying. They gave me a bed to sleep in, but I didn't want to sleep in that bed. I slept on that flow test. So I was feeling like a bed right by intensive care because she went on a coma. And when she came out, she stayed in a coma for 6 weeks. When she came out, they gave her a pad and pencil to write on. They didn't want her talking. But she was talking on her own. She never did write nothing down. And people were just saying negative things to me. I didn't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. I said, if it wasn't positive, don't tell me. And honest to God, I beat my head side of cement wall. I have not felt a sign from that to this day. But most of all, I thank God.
Yes, God.
And whatever he do in this season, I don't want him to do it without me.
Yes.
I don't care what nobody say about me. I know who I am. God know who I am. He know who I was before I know about myself.
Amen.
And I thank Sister Mary. I called her the other night. And I heard y'all on the service. And I called Mary. I said, Mary, what you listen to? And she told me. And so she gave me, she texted me the number. And I've been calling y'all ever since.
Thank you, Jesus.
But then I turned around. I lost my eyesight on my left eye. I lost sight in my left eye. I went to the doctor Wednesday. He wanted to do surgery, but he said he's kind of scared because I might start a hemorrhage and I catch a bad infection in it. I don't know why I lost it. I asked him, did my sugar get too high? He told me no. It was just something that was coming on for a long time. But I thank God for letting me live 6 to 8 years. And I pray he let me live longer. And one more thing, will y'all please pray for me and my grandchildren? I got, they on drugs, marijuana, I don't know what else, but drugs is taking our children away from us. And a grown person know a child ain't old enough to sell drugs to, but if they got the money, they're going to take it. So I ask y'all to please pray for my grandchildren, everybody else's children that's on it. It ain't only mine. It's practically everybody. Some of them get sneaky with it, and some of them just come out with it. I want to sing one verse of this song.
Amen.
My voice ain't great, but
all right.
I could have been dead and gone, but Lord, you let me live on. And I thank the Lord I'm still alive. I'm still alive. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Y'all pray for me. I want to be saved. I really do.
Amen.
I'm ready to be saved.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He's been too good for me to turn my back on.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He's ready when you are. Glory to God. Amen. If you're ready tonight, amen.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. All you have to do is repent of your sin. Praise God. Amen. And we're just going to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. The prayer of salvation. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he'll come right where you are. Glory to God. Amen. All you have to do is surrender. Amen. You're all in all to the Lord. Praise God. Amen. He don't ask for much. Amen. He just wants your heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't want your clothes, your shoes. Amen. Glory to God. Your money. Amen. He wants your heart. Glory to God. Amen. He just wants you to surrender. Amen. Yes. To him, my Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, you see Sister Shelley tonight. Father, she come tonight repenting, hallelujah, of her sins in the name of Jesus. Lord, she's ready to take a step. Hallelujah, oh God, a closer walk with you. Lord, she's ready to make you as her Savior in the name of Jesus. Lord, she sold out tonight in the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, to other words, praise God. Hallelujah, Lord, she asking you to wash her in your blood. Fill her with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus tonight. And Lord, we asking you tonight, Father, come into her heart. Make her brand new. In the name of Jesus, God, change her mind. Change her heart.
In the name of Jesus,
Lord, she's ready. She's ready, God, and a willing vessel tonight. Hallelujah, to accept you tonight as her personal Savior. Hallelujah, Father. We ask you tonight, Father, do it tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, are we asking you, Sister Shelley, all you have to do tonight. Hallelujah. Just repeat after me. Father, I repent of my sins.
Father, I repent of my sin.
I take you as my Savior.
I take you as my Savior.
Forgive me of all of my wrongdoing.
Forgive me for all my wrongdoing.
I'm ready, Lord.
I'm ready, Lord.
Ready, Lord.
I'm ready, Lord.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Tonight, Lord.
Tonight, Lord.
Save me.
Save me.
Redeem me with your blood.
Redeem me with your blood.
Wash me in your blood.
Wash me in your blood.
I want to be saved.
I want to be saved.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Fill me with the Holy Ghost.
Fill me with the Holy Ghost.
Tonight.
Tonight.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. If you believe that tonight,
yes,
baby, just sing it to God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise the Lord with her tonight. Hallelujah. Those that have the amen. Hallelujah. That's online. Tonight, hallelujah, let's praise the Lord with her tonight in the name of Jesus and believe with her tonight that she is saved. Hallelujah, hallelujah, it's up to you tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. The Lord wants to come in. Hallelujah, let him in tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Lord, for this candidate tonight. Lord, we ask you to baptize her tonight with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God, Lord. We ask you tonight, Father, let the anointing of God be upon her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, Sister Shelley. Amen. What we would do, praise God. Amen. And we pray and hope. Amen. Evangelist Bradley is listening tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Where, praise God. Amen. She can redirect you. Amen. To whatever city you're living in. Hallelujah. Amen. To contact, amen, to get you closer, praise God, amen, into a, amen, a church, praise God, amen, a place of fellowship, hallelujah, amen, so you can continue to stay strong, amen, in the Lord, glory to God, amen, we want you to stay strong, amen, in the Lord, amen, amen. Sister Shelley, what's your last name?
Richardson.
Okay, it's who now?
Richardson, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N.
All right, thank you so much.
I live right here in Monrovia.
What city?
In Alabama. Alabama.
All right. Amen. Uh-huh. Amen. Amen. We are so grateful and so honored. Praise God. Amen to you. Amen. And thank God, amen, for Mother Mary. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Contact witnessing to you and letting you know. Amen. Glory to God. You are not alone. Amen. Jesus is your help. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank God tonight, amen, for the candidate. Glory to God. Amen. Let's just raise our voice, amen, for Sister Shelley tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you. Glory to God, amen, even for your healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, you heard, praise God, her prayer request for her grandchildren. Glory to God, Lord, and we asking you tonight, Father, that you would turn the situation around, change a taste in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, because this is the praying grandmother, glory to God, that is concerned about her family, concerned about her grandchildren, and want them on the right road in the name of Father.
Yes,
Lord, we're asking you to continue to cover them in your blood, but put them on the right road in the name of Jesus. Let them listen to grandmother. Let them know, praise God, amen, grandmother is praying for them, oh God, and while she's praying, oh God, for the grandchildren, hallelujah, Lord, and concern about others, Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, lay your hands on Sister Shelley in the name of Jesus. Father, we know what the doctor's report said, but Father, we believe in your report, God, to give our eyesight back. In the name of Jesus, Father, you restored eyesight, oh God, for the man that went blind, Father. We know that you can do it for Sister Shelley in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her life, oh God, for every infirmity, every disease and everything that the doctors don't understand. But Lord, you understand and you see and you know, oh God, what's causing the condition. And Lord, we asking you tonight, Father, you are a miracle worker, God. Lord, she believing in you, she trusting in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, praise God, you have not brought her this far to leave her, God. And Lord, we're pressing in tonight. Hallelujah, we're pressing in. Hallelujah, because the testimonies that she have heard that you are a healer, God. You are a deliverer, God. You are a mind regulator. Hallelujah, you are a diabetes healer, God. Hallelujah, you brought the nephew out of coma, God. And Lord, we're pressing in. Hallelujah, touch it, the hem of your garment. Lord, asking you tonight, touch her body tonight. In the name of Jesus, what the doctors can't do. Hallelujah, they only do it through you. But Lord, we asking you tonight, hallelujah, work a miracle in her life, restore her sight. Hallelujah, God, gradually. Let our old God's sight begin to come back in the name of Jesus. And Father, we rebuke every hinder, every disease.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Everything that's not like you, God, we rebuke it tonight in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we speak healing blessings over this woman of God. Father, we thank you for the candidate. We thank you. Glory to God for another child. Hallelujah, oh God, that have came on board. Hallelujah, to say, I surrender in the name of Jesus. Cover her in the blood. Cover her household in the name of Jesus, because we know the enemy is man. But, Father, the angels are rejoicing tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Shabanokotaya. Oh, Father, the angels are rejoicing, and we're rejoicing right along with them tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And, Father, we'll forever give you praise, honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can somebody
stop? Amen.
Amen. Yes, Sister Shelley, amen, a praise, amen, just tell her thank you, amen, and just say an encouraging word for her tonight, in the name of Jesus, those that can, hallelujah, amen, 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 thank you, Jesus, thank you, thank you, Jesus, amen, amen, praise the Lord, amen, we're excited tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Tonight, tonight, tonight. amen, for the soul, amen, that have been saved, amen, tonight, accepted Christ into their life, amen. Glory to God. It's worth it all. It's worth it. Amen. It's worth it all. Glory to God. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. Anyone else,
yes,
hallelujah, amen, want to be saved tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so glad salvation is free. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
It's free. It's free. It's free. Glory to God. Amen. You can't go to the, amen, Kmart, Walmart. Praise God. Piggly Wiggly's. Praise God. Target. Amen. And say, just give me a jar of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Ah, God.
Yes.
It don't work like that. It don't work like that. Amen. You got to be born into this. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You sell out for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you tried everything else. Amen. Try Jesus. Amen.
That's
but that's
yeah.
not everything. Amen. But sometimes we do try everything. And see, ain't nothing working. That ain't working. That ain't working. Amen. Glory to God. I'm just going to give Jesus a chance. Thanks be to God tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. For Sister Shelley tonight. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm happy. I am happy in Jesus. Amen. Glory to anyone. Amen. Got a praise tonight for the Lord. Amen. The song said, didn't I tell you everything was going to be all right? Didn't I tell you everything was going to be all right? Hallelujah. It's going to be all right. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
it
ma'am.
Will be all right. Amen. Just trust the Lord. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Want to sing a song? Amen. Words of encouragement to us tonight? Amen. Tell the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I know the Lord been good to us. Amen. He kept us from the storm, the hurricane of Ian. Amen. And we're still here. Hallelujah. Amen. He kept us safe. Amen. We may felt some little effect of it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But thank God he kept us. Amen. From the storm, the hurricane, we still got a home. We still, amen, got a car. We still got our right mind. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And we
yes,
still
Lord.
Our family. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We're still here. That's enough to give God praise for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
And tonight we praise him. Tonight, amen. Glory to God. And we're not going to prolong praise God. Amen. Because we just don't believe, amen, that you really have to beg people to give God praise. Amen. I believe you just need to come free willingly. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Because it's praise God. Amen. Amen. That's how he blesses us. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He blesses us even what we don't even deserve. Amen. I'm talking about myself. Amen. Even when I don't deserve it, he still blesses me. Praise God and our families. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So I praise the Lord for his goodness and his kindness. Amen. All that he has done for me and my family. Praise God. He brought us to COVID. Glory to God. He healed us. Praise God. Me and my husband had COVID. Amen. At the same time. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He brought us through that. Amen. Glory to God. My husband, amen, had surgery in April. Praise God of this year. Glory to God, amen, for prostate cancer. Amen. He brought him through that. Amen. Glory to God, amen. He healed us. Glory to God, amen. He's yet, amen, taking us through. Glory
Thank
to God.
Tom.
Hallelujah. Grandchildren, praise God, had bronchitis. Amen. He healed them. Praise God, amen. I'm like, praise God, amen. It's missionary fan, amen. We have a grandson. Amen. His name is Blake. Glory to God, amen. He turned 31 2 weeks ago. Hallelujah, amen. But at the age, amen, glory to God, of 9 years old, amen. My grandson, Blake Thomas, was diagnosed, amen, with stage 1 Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Diabetes. Mm. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Type 1 diabetes. Praise God. At the age of 9. Glory to God. Amen. So with a family, my daughter and her husband, amen, begin to notice him going to the bathroom a lot. Amen. Begin to notice he was drinking more water. Amen. Cold stuff a lot. Amen. But he was not showing, amen, no kind of illness, no sickness, was going to school. Amen. But yet, praise God, amen, at that time, amen, they wanted to take him to the doctor and see what's going on, what's making him drink so much fluid. Amen. So when they took him to his pediatrician, amen, his A1C would not register, amen, because due of it was too high. Amen. So they told him, take him to the emergency room. Glory to God, emergency room. Amen. Glory to God. They called, his pediatrician called them to let him know, I have a patient coming up there. He's 9 years old. His name is Blake Thomas. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. They was waiting on him. Amen. So as they got him ready, praise God, to check his A1C, amen, his A1C was over 1,000. Amen. But Blake Thomas was still talking, walking, praise God, amen, and smiling. He has the most beautiful smile. I'm a grandmother. Amen. So I think he has the most beautiful smile, amen, that a young man could have. Amen. They rushed him to, amen, a room as quick as possible to begin to work on him, to get that number down, amen. They that did not know why he was not in a diabetic coma, amen, they asked themselves, how is it that he's still talking? How is it that he's seeing? How is it that he's still smiling and no pain, but he was not showing no kind of sign? Amen. So we praise God for that. Amen. But to come to find out, amen, he was a type 1 diabetic. Praise God. Is it what they call juvenile? Amen. He is still, praise God, amen, functioning, living on his own. Praise God, amen, came out, amen, at the time, praise God, they had him in, amen, glory to God, amen, Blake Thomas, amen, he's a drawer, he's an artist, amen, he loves to draw, amen, he can just look at you and just look at things and just begin to draw, amen. So the Lord saw him through that, amen, to come home. That, like I say, he just turned 31. Glory to God, celebrated his birthday. Glory to God, it was at a point in time to where, amen, he would go into a coma. Praise God, where the number would drop. Amen, we have to call the ambulance to come. Amen, and do start an IV. Amen, glory to God, and get the sugar back in him and get the number up. Sometimes they can do it at home. Sometimes he had to go to the hospital. Amen, glory to God. Amen, and sometimes I had to go over there. Praise God, pray for him. Amen, glory to God. Amen, to where sometimes it looked like the prayers. Amen, he wasn't coming to. The eyes wouldn't open or do anything. Amen, and sometimes it would work where I could just go pray for him and call his name and give him juice and where the family would work with him. Amen. But sometimes he would come to the point to where he had to go to the hospital. Amen. So the Lord healed him of that, to where he yet still, praise God, going through the process, but he is doing fine. Thanks be to the Lord. Amen. So then,
amen.
God, he got, praise God, amen, what they call, amen, to where his neck, I can't call it, but his whole body got stiffed. Praise God, Nick got stiff. Praise God, amen. I can't call that name, praise God, but he had to stay in the hospital, amen, for about 3 weeks or maybe a month, amen, due to the circumstance. He had to be put in a tent. At that time, praise God, I think he was about 12 years old, and at that time they was not letting no one go in. You had to wear caps and gowns, praise God, amen. So therefore, wasn't hepatitis, I can't think of the name, amen, but they told me, praise God, amen, no one could come in, amen, because they was afraid that you would catch whatever that was, amen. Glory to God, amen. But he was asking for his grandmother, his nanny, amen. So we went in, praise God, and took our oil with us. We put on the gloves. We put on the gowns. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah. Went in there up under that tent, amen, and put some oil on his head, praise God, and prayed for him. Amen. They kept saying, praise God, you're not afraid. No. Amen. I plead the blood of Jesus over him. Glory to God. Amen. A couple of days after that, praise God, he began to move his neck. Glory to God. Amen. He began to talk. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. To where the doctors, amen, and the nurses wanted to know, amen, he should not be doing that. Praise God. Amen. Because the number was still high. But thanks be to God. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord healed him. Amen. From that disease. Praise God. Amen. So we praise the Lord to know, amen, God is a healer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We know him as a healer. We know him as a deliverer. We know him as a savior. We know him as a lawyer. We know him as a protector. We know him as God today. Amen. So we praise the Lord today. Amen. To just look like, amen, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We could go on and on and on. But that just a little bit to let you know, amen, what the Lord, amen, has done for us, amen, and he's still moving, amen, in our family. Praise God. God is not through blessing you, you, and you tonight. Praise God. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. For you sharing with us. Praise God. Amen. The good news, your testimony. Amen. To know. Amen. Glory to God. God is, amen, a healer. He's deliverer. Amen. And he would do what he say he would do. Praise God. He's a promise keeper. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He keeps his promises. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank God again for the soul. Amen. That was saved on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Sister Shelley, we love you. God bless you tonight. Amen. We pray for your spirit. Amen. In the Lord. Thank you for being with us. Amen. Tonight, continue, amen, to listen to the Prayer News Network. Praise God. Amen. Again, to Sister Mary, thank you tonight, woman of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. For those words that go in the highways and the hedges. Amen. And compel them to come. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And that's what we're doing. Praise God. Amen. On the Prayer News Network. Telling the good news, praise God, of what the Lord can do. Amen. Hallelujah. That Jesus loves you. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Before we get ready, praise God. Amen. To close out. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone else have a praise or anything before we do? Praise God. Amen. Amen. And also, praise God, to our host. Amen. Evangelist Bradley. Amen. To the, amen. 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 I always call her a woman that wears many hats. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost feel, striving, running. Glory to God. On a mission. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Love the Lord with all her heart. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight for Evangelist Bradley. Tonight, amen, for heading up the Prayer News Network. Hallelujah, amen. It will never, amen, I'll never be the same. Hallelujah, and I thank God, amen. Ever since I've been in.